Get ready for Ready Radio with Doug and Aaron. It's emergency preparedness for everyone. Brought to you by TruPrep. For all your prepping needs, visit TruPrep online at truprep.com or visit a TruPrep store in Roswell or Marietta. Listen in as Doug and Aaron provide helpful tips on how to get ready. Ready or not, here comes Ready Radio.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Ready Radio. And this morning, Aaron and I, we've been having an interesting discussion this past week. I know that, you know, we're coming off of the high from the Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals, and everybody's been out having their Thanksgiving turkey and all of their leftovers and in a good mood, and you can turn on Christmas music 24 hours a day now, and you go to church and you hear about the cantatas and you hear about the bell choirs and you hear about all of the opportunities to help out with the soup kitchens and to do. But, you know, there's a lot more to the Christmas season than just, you know, plugging in. And I hear that phrase a lot lately, is plug, you know, you can get plugged in and you can get something going from all of this, and here we are and here we go. But the truth is that there's a lot of people out there who are very unhappy, and we've seen this, you know, just these recent days in Ferguson, you know, with the continued riots there.
Ferguson, Atlanta,
and
they shut down the downtown connector?
Yeah, there were some protesters downtown blocking the road. The mayor got very cranky and showed his Christmas spirit too.
So I'm going to go here. You know, this is the place where nobody ever wants to go. But I don't understand the whole looting mentality, because it's like, we didn't get what we want, so we're going to tear up what we've got, so we have nothing.
Yeah, for sure. And you look at all of this kind of angst, and then you start to talk about people who, you know, and there's the other side of Christmas is people get depressed during the holiday seasons. People are upset and angry during the holiday seasons, either because they're have-nots or because that they're, you know, missing out on things or they're having a hard time with it. And so there's two sides. I mean, there's the manic side of Christmas where people are happy and going full blast, and then there's the depressed side of Christmas. And this, you know, I've been reading A Christmas Carol to my children at night recently. And you talk about the other side of Christmas being Ebenezer Scrooge and the way that he reacted. And one of the most poignant parts of that entire story that I think is when, you know, the gentleman come calling on him at his counting house trying to solicit some charity. And, you know, it was kind of like you picked the wrong guy at that time. And you know, his nephew had just left, and he told his nephew that the Christmas was a humbug and there's no good behind Christmas. And then here come these two gentlemen to try to get a little bit of money out of good old Scrooge to try to get him to participate and help out his fellow man. And he, you know, he turns on him and he says that are there no poor houses? Are there no workhouses? And during the, you know, 1800s in England, that's the way that was done. It was debtor prison. If you owed money and you couldn't afford to pay it, you went and worked it off. And this was considered a normal thing. You know, in America, we don't have that. We have never had that. It's always been antithetical to our nature to imprison somebody over debt. But in England, it was a common thing. And so here's Scrooge telling people, you know, if they can't make it on their own, have them go to the workhouses, have them go to the debtor's prison. Who cares? And the gentlemen were like, well, sir, some people would rather die than do that. And Scrooge says, and this sticks out in my mind, well, if they're going to die, then let them do it, and so decrease the surplus population. And the ghost of Christmas present throws that back in Scrooge's face later and says, isn't that what should happen, when he's talking about Bob Cratchit and his son? Should they just decrease the surplus population? And Scrooge breaks down in tears because he realizes that, as Marley said at the beginning, when Marley turned to him and in his spectral form and said, humanity was my business. When Scrooge was telling Marley, well, you were a good businessman and you kept good books and you kept up with the accounts and you did marvelous in business. And Marley turns to him and says, humanity was my business.
Simply put, I cared about mankind.
Well, that's what he should have been caring about, and he didn't. And then for all those long years, he forged his chains that he drug with him after life, mm-hmm. because he did not care about humanity. But humanity, he did all these great things in business. He had all of these wonderful accolades. He had a wonderful accounting house that he and Scrooge had forged from nothing and created a great business. But in the end, he had nothing. And the reason was because his real business, the business he was supposed to be attending to in life, was humanity. And he did not. And here we are. We are in the beginning of the 21st century, the 14th year into the 21st century. And we are looking around, and people line up on Black Friday, and they line up for stuff, and they line up for things, and they don't take a minute to think about humanity, which is their true business, and trying to make lives better for other people. And the reason we come on the radio every week, Aaron, is to get people thinking about how to take care of themselves and others, and that there is more to life than just meaningless consumerism. There's more to life than trying to amass stuff. There's, and I have no problem. And you know, you've listened to the show. You know,
you love to own stuff.
I have no problem
you.
with stuff. Yeah. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing evil with having stuff. And there are times when you need to take care of yourself too. Even Jesus, when Judas was saying, "Well, this money that's being spent on the anointing of your feet could have been spent on the poor," Jesus turned to him and said, "The poor you have with you always. I am here but for a time, and let her do what she's going to do." And then there are some times when you have to take care of yourself and focus on yourself, and that is not evil or misanthropic to take care of yourself or your family. But there comes a point where we look at all of the waste that we have. When we talked, it was 2 weeks ago when we had our discussion about food waste, all of the waste that comes before Thanksgiving, all of the waste that we have, millions and millions of dollars of food get wasted, all of the stuff that we buy that ends up sitting on a shelf. I mean, how many seasons of a favorite TV show do you have sitting on a shelf that you spent $40 for and watched one time? And in the end, you say, you know, all of these things, do they matter?
Not really, not all in all. What really matters is your family.
That's right.
Your exactly friends, right. The people in your life, all these things. And this is a valuable lesson that I'm sure that you got a second glance at when you lost everything in your fire.
Yeah.
Is the things that really matter in this world aren't the material possessions we have. They can all be replaced. They can all be repurchased. We live in a very consumer-driven society where everything is manufactured for us just to buy it. You can replace it. But what you can't replace is your children. And when your children are gone, or your spouse is gone, or any type of loved one is gone, you can't replace them. So you have to enjoy them while they're here, because we're not promised a tomorrow with them.
That's for sure. And there's more. I mean, it's easy to love your family. It's easy to love the people
who Have you met my family?
It's easy to love the people who love you and who are there for you. It's a lot harder to love the people who aren't. And that's another issue that we come to when we're talking about being a prepared person, is who do you take care of? And there's a point in, you know, you say, well, I have to take care of my own, and who cares about everybody else? And there may be a point, you know, when the shit hits the fan sort of scenario, where you look and say, well, I don't have enough for everybody. I have to take care of my kids, or I have to take care of my family. But here we are in the midst of plenty.
And you're still not helping take care.
And no one's helping anybody else still.
You know, one of the things I used to do, and I've gotten kind of bad about not doing anymore, but I used to volunteer at the soup kitchen on Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it was a way of giving back to the community. Because even when you're not on Section 8 housing or food stamps or community funding of any kind, your community still does good things for you, whether it's scraping your sidewalk with a snow shovel when you're not home. Sometimes you come home and your neighbors raked your leaves or whatever. But giving back to the community, it gives you a good feeling inside. So I would go and volunteer. And I don't do that as much as I used to do it. But I think that was very good for me. And I think that if more people would get involved like that and learn to help other people in the community, then when it comes time for us to have to reach out to other people after some kind of horrible disaster or governmental collapse or whatever, it would be easier. It would be second nature.
And you also have a better network established, and the people mm-hmm. are more, if people are more independent and self-assured even now, then when something else happens, and they're going to have that to fall back on. And that's something that I want to really push as we talk through this show, is the idea that Christmas is a time of giving, and we give of our wealth and affluence, we give gifts, but we also give of ourselves. And I think that this should be a Christmas where we focus on giving the people the ability to take care of themselves and to be more independent and to be more Jeffersonian. And if people would focus in on ways to help their neighbors and help them become more independent people, then their neighbors would be better off, they would be better off, everyone would be better off. So this Christmas, when you know we've just come through Black Friday, and everyone is looking at their Black Friday list, and they're like, oh, you know, I got that 90-inch TV for $20 from Costco, or I got you know this brand new iPod 27, iPhone 32,
yeah,
and woohoo! Well, you know, that's good and that's fun and it lifts our spirits and that's great. But when we start to think about the people around us, what about the people who don't think that preparedness is necessary? What about the people who don't think that anything bad is going to happen to them? I mean, we're starting, it looks like an economic uptick. Finally.
There's been a couple of times where we saw what we thought was an economic uptick. But what I can say is I've noticed more building of homes mm-hmm. recently. And typically that's a good indicator that the economy is getting ready to go on an upswing, is when people are purchasing homes again. And when homes are being built once again, that means that the foreclosures are being sold. And to get a new home, you're having to build one.
Yeah. And you see an uptick also in retail establishments. There's a lot less for lease signs in the retail industry. There are a lot of those buildings that had been completely just abandoned that are now getting fixed up and getting space opened up. So we see, you know, kind of a turnaround there. A lot of it's due in large part to the oil boom. Folks, we're coming up on a commercial break. We will return in just a moment to talk more about how to get ready for Christmas. You're listening to Ready Radio right here on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.
And now back to Ready Radio with Doug and Aaron.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking this week about really man's inhumanity to man and how bad things can get in looking at the Christmas season. And in our first segment, we talked a little bit about, you know, A Christmas Carol and Scrooge. And I think that that's a good analogy for this week's show, is the way that Scrooge developed through the course of that story. When he started out, he was embittered, he was alone, he didn't care anything for his fellow man. But being brought by the spirits through Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas future, he learned to care about the state of the people around him.
Now, the sad part was that he had almost fallen his own grave to do it. It took some pretty drastic measures from the three spirits to make Scrooge see the error of his ways.
But what a transformation it was, because by the end of the book, it says that no man knew the spirit of Christmas better than he, and no man was more filled with joy and the spirit of giving at Christmas time than Christmas. And he kept the holiday all year round. And that, I mean, it was a dramatic change to go through such a series of events. But we, as, you know, real people, I mean, this is a fictional character that was created by a master writer, but all of us have gone through tragedy in our lives too. I've never met a person who would look at me and with a straight face say, you know, I've never had any trouble in this life. Not ever. It's just been really easy going and I've been pretty happy with it.
If you ever find them, I want to trade places with them.
Yeah, well, they don't exist. I mean, even the people who are wealthy and privileged, you know, President Bush had his DUI. Ted Kennedy had his accident in the Chappaquiddick River. These were people of privilege and power and prestige who most people idolize. When you say, you know, who would you want to trade places with? Who wouldn't want to be a Kennedy? Who wouldn't want to be a Bush? Who wouldn't want to be, you know, somebody who has this kind of power and wealth and
political
acumen.
Legacy.
Yeah, I mean that's really what it is. And these are huge families. But even in the, you know, the upper echelon, the crust, you still find nothing but pain and sorrow for their actions and what's going on. And you look at this and you say, well, who then is happy? Who, you know, what is the reason? If money doesn't do it, if power doesn't do it, you know, even you see people who have, you know, their family with them and all they do is argue and strife and bitterness. What's the reason?
Well, every family argues to an extent. My family more so than any other that I've noticed. My family's a little dysfunctional. There's a lot of Native American heritage there and roots that go back to Indian reservations, and it does create a little bit of dysfunctionalism there. But on the surface, we seem pretty normal until people get to know us. And even with the dysfunctionality, and we all know it's dysfunctional, there's no denying, we still care about each other, and it's important to us to love each other, and it's important that they get together every few years. I don't really go to those gatherings, but you know, it's important to them to have each other.
Family reunions are an interesting thing. I mean, and this is the holiday time is when a lot of families, I know Southern families have this tradition of like picking some day in the summer when it's hot and nasty to go get together in a park and sit and sweat and reminisce about how wonderful it is.
And eat fried chicken from KFC out of a bucket that was dumped into a bowl and is pretended. This was my Aunt Diane. Okay. I'm going to tell this story. My Aunt Diane apparently is not that great of a cook. She works in a bakery. She's a cake decorator, and she can make a cake that is wonderful. But when it comes to normal food, she cannot cook. And so her thing every year when we would have our family reunion, which is usually in about July, and they would celebrate the July birthdays about that time too, because there was quite a few of babies born in July in my family, but my Aunt Diane would go to the KFC and she would buy the biggest bucket of chicken they had, and she would throw it in a, dump it in a very large container, Tupperware container with a lid on it. And she would take it to the family reunion and tell us that she had fried that chicken. So, you know, we were like, well, where'd you get a hold of the Colonel's secret ingredient, 23 herbs and spices? But hey.
And, you know, that is a very Southern tradition. But for, I think, the rest of the country, the big time to get together is the holiday we had just passed or the holiday that's just coming up. Because,
right.
You know, it's Christmas or Thanksgiving is the time when the family comes together. For me, personally, I've always seen Thanksgiving as a time when you bring the family together for a meal and then they go their own way. Rather than Christmas. Christmas to me has always been Christmas is for children. And having Christmas for children brings us to a point where we can really focus in on our family.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another side to Christmas, and that's really what I'm trying to tease out. And it's a growing process for me because I tend to, you know, look at my family unit and say, this is it. This is my obligation. This is my responsibility. This is my business. For Marley, business was the counting house. For my business, it is my family house.
Okay, and so you are Scrooge.
I am.
Okay, and the reason I say this is because you're only concerned about your business, but somewhere there's a parent who can't handle their business. For some reason, be it illness or got laid off from their job or whatever reason.
Or something semi-tragic, like a premature birth or
right.
or a fire or something.
There's a reason and a very valid reason why they can't take care of business. And that's the reason that there's these Christmas trees with the angels on them. You go pull an angel off and there's a Christmas list. Then the child wants this and this, or their sizes are this and this, and it's a girl or a boy, and you go and you buy a few gifts for this other kid, and it makes a difference in not only that child's world, because the child never knows that mom and dad
couldn't do it,
right, but it makes a difference in the parent's world, because then they don't feel like
their
a
child
huge failure
out. You know, when my practice was first getting started, I think most of our listeners know that I'm a criminal defense attorney. When I was first getting started, I learned a valuable lesson, and that is that criminal defendants never pay their lawyer in December because they always have something more important to do with the money that they have coming in. And December the first year was really bad. And when my kids were born, it was very hard because we didn't have money at Christmas time. It just wasn't there. There was no money there at Christmas. And I always felt before, you know, I got better established and other venues like here at Ready Radio and other things that I've been involved in, before that happened for me, it was always a struggle. And Christmas was a very depressing time for me because I wasn't able to give my kids what I thought that they needed. When the truth was, what they needed was a dad to be there for them, to help, you know, hold their hands and read them stories. And that was more important than any gift, you know, item you could give, the gift of being there for them. And then here we see, you know, all these people who are suffering out there in the greater world. And you realize, just like Scrooge was forced to be brought to, is that humanity is our business. And you know, talking about business like that, I think of our sponsors over at True Prep. And that's, you know, the driving principle behind having a store where people are trying to get prepared is to take care of themselves, but to take care of others too. And that's something that I want to draw our listeners' attention to. We are all going to be giving gifts this year. Everybody's going to be giving gifts to coworkers, to bosses, to relatives, to neighbors, to postmen, to bank tellers, to laundromats, to dog walkers, to babysitters, to everybody's going to be giving gifts for this and that. And what are you going to give these people? Are you going to give them a necktie? Are you going to give them a box of pralines? Are you going to give them something that is transient and unfulfilling? Or are you going to give them something that might actually make a difference in their lives?
And I think that where you're going with this is something that could make a difference in their life. It is a bucket of food or a first aid kit or an item that they can be prepared for some emergency with.
Well,
but see, it also, it transfers not only to the gift, but the message the gift sends. And it's that I care enough about you to make sure that you're prepared for an emergency. And it may get that person who's never even considered what they would do in an emergency thinking about what else they should be prepared for.
Exactly. Folks, we're coming up on a commercial break in just a minute here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some gift ideas that are broader in scope that will help people get more excited about being prepared, maybe be a little educational. I'm thinking of some books in particular that I think might be helpful to get some people excited about it, particularly the 299-day series from our friend Glenn Tate, who was on the show a few weeks back. There's lots of opportunities here to get people excited about being self-reliant, being independent, taking care of themselves. Lots of ways to open up their minds and get them involved, and a way for you to help them in this journey. And there's more to this. The gift giving is one aspect, and anybody can give a gift card or sign a check or, you know, tell somebody, why don't you go get ready by your own. But when you give a gift where they look at it and go, what is this thing? And you say, oh, well, let me show you. It's a unique fire starter, and here's how it works. And why don't we go try to start a fire somewhere that we normally wouldn't think about, because it'll help us get involved and show you how to use your gift and then get them excited about being outdoors or being more involved.
When you just said that, I thought, oh, it's a unique fire starter. Let's go outside and practice pyromania while I'll show you how to use your gift.
Well, you know, there's nothing like chestnuts roasting on an open fire, especially one that you made yourself with an XL fire starter. So anyway, folks, we'll be back in just a minute. I hope you're enjoying the show. You're listening to Ready Radio right here on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.
And now back to Ready Radio with Doug and Aaron.
Welcome back, everybody. When we took our break, we were starting to get into some gift ideas, the things that you can get the proto-preppers prepping practically in your particular area. So, you know, we're talking about things that people can give as a Christmas gift that aren't going to, like, send up red flags that this is weird, but get people more excited and involved. Now, the first gift that comes to my mind that I think would be a great gift to get somebody excited about being self-reliant are seeds. I think that if you got a nice assortment of lettuce seeds or some other seeds that grow well in a container garden that you can do in the house, it gives the people the ability to grow scissor lettuce for their kitchen. It gives them some ability to have something growing in their home. It gives them something to do with the gift. It's a sustaining gift. And you can pick up some Butler Creek seeds of various lettuce or marigolds or things like that that you can grow in a pot in the house and keep in the kitchen. And it'd be a very interesting gift, especially for people with young children.
And see, I think that the best gift you could give someone, especially this time of year, is one of those emergency kits for the car that has a blanket and food snack supplies for a couple days and water for a couple days in it.
And True Prep has a car emergency kit that's already pre-made with everything you need in it. Just go in and ask for the Ron emergency kit. It is designed by their store manager, Ron, and he has picked out everything that they need in one package. And this was something that they offered last year after the big snowstorms, and I'm sure that they're going to have it in stock and ready to go this year as well.
I think that that's a very good thing to have for anybody in your car, especially if you live in an area that doesn't typically get bad weather. This winter, we're calling for serious weather, serious
Amen.
Cold.
It's coming. It's coming, folks. I'm waiting for
terrified.
It.
Terrified. Anyway, if you have that, if more people had had that when they were stranded out on the 285, it wouldn't have been quite as bad for them.
This last Sunday, I was walking out of church with my son and my daughter, and it was, you know, like 65 degrees out or something like that, you know, gorgeous sunny day up there in North Georgia. And my son turns to me and says, "Dad, what's the weather like back up in Alaska?" Like,
oh, and of course you have an app for that.
Let me look. I can figure this out. So I pull out and I pull up Dillingham, where I used to live, and lo and behold, there was a winter weather advisory. They were looking at somewhere between 9 and 12 inches of snow, 70-mile-an-hour winds, and several inches of ice accumulation on top of that. So I told this information to my son. And I said, "So what do you think of that?" He says, "You know, Dad, Georgia ain't all bad. It's some bad, but it ain't all bad."
No kidding.
A couple of inches of ice and a foot of snow and 70-mile-an-hour winds does kind of seem a little dreary when it's November still.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not November anyway, and I'm beginning to wonder, you know, I'm changing the subject for a minute. We're going to get derailed.
There we go.
I saw these things on Facebook about No Shave November, and so all I could do then was giggle about Dull Blade December.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the trick is to avoid that is to just give up on shaving and grow a beard like a real man can, and then you don't have to worry about it. Ta-da. Well,
see, I'm trying my best not to let mine grow like a man. I mean, I'm that little waxing lady, she does one heck of a job. She doesn't speak a lot of English, and I'm pretty sure she's talking bad about me, but it's okay. Because, man, my chin is smooth as a baby's bottom.
Wow. Anyway, folks.
So, back to gifts,
yes,
right?
Yes, gifts. So
you know,
we've got scissor lettuce garden, we've got car kit, we've got waxing gift certificates. What else?
Waxing gift certificates for Doug. The multi-tool or a pocket knife. I think these are essentials for every woman. Okay, to have in her car.
It's called Leather Man. Women don't want those
things.
No,
they're not all called Leather Man. I mean, there's cheaper ones than a Leather Man. But this thing has every doomaflotchian thingamajig a woman could ever want in one tool. And yeah, a lot of women don't know what they're called, but it's got a screwdriver, it's got a pocket knife, it's got a tiny saw. In an instance,
wire cutter.
It does a wire cutter.
The wire
in fact,
cutter of doom.
I used the wire cutter on my multi-tool to cut the poinsettias that... the artificial poinsettias that went on my Christmas tree this year. And one of the kids found the multi-tool, and they thought it was like a pocket knife or something. And, oh, it's sharp, you know, and it was just a multi-tool. But anyway, I think a lot of women have no idea how to use most tools or think that tools are very, very heavy and clunky. And this is a way that you could have a tool in your purse that's every tool you need. So you need, you know, the little screwdriver that removes the battery door so you can put batteries in your kids' toys, which is, trust me,
it's
it could
coming.
Be worse than the apocalypse if the batteries run out on something. You know, it's there and you've got it and you know exactly where it is. It's in the bottom of your purse with everything else you're supposed to know exactly where it is.
By the way, hint, hint, pick up some C batteries as well as your AA's and AAA's, because there's a lot of toys out there that require C batteries and people don't think about them. So just remember, when you're getting your batteries, you get a full assortment. I know people, you know, you've got your old mag lights that you're putting the new LED bulbs in, and those run off C batteries and D batteries. A lot of people don't think about them. And there's a really great thing out there. I don't know if True Prep has it, but I remember last year Costco did. They're little plastic things where you can plug in either AA's or AAA's and turn them into C or D's.
Oh, yeah. And there's also a tutorial on how to use aluminum foil to do the same thing on YouTube.
Just don't arc it or you might have a little
scary,
bit of trouble.
Right? So we're going through this list of gifts, and I have in my list of gifts that I wouldn't mind getting from that are used for prepping is a new pressure canner.
Yay!
But see, what you do with the pressure canners, you buy the gift and you buy the lesson. And the great folks at True Prep allow me to do their pressure canning classes and their hot water bath canning classes. So if you come out and you buy a pressure canner for a loved one and you buy that gift certificate for that class, I'll be the teacher and I will make sure that they do not...
It'll be very friendly. It'll be very open.
They won't feel uncomfortable. Yeah,
they'll learn what they're doing. They won't get botulism.
That's exactly where I was going with that. They don't get any botulism in their green beans.
Which is, you know, the gift that keeps on giving during the holiday season.
I don't know if it keeps giving. Once you get botulism, you're kind of done for.
Well, it keeps growing.
It will, and you can't see it. Like, the other bacteria... You know, when I did the last canning class at True Prep, they had me, the owners of True Prep had me leave one jar of green beans that was not pressure canned.
Mm-hmm.
It was not sealed at all. And we allowed it to grow just to see what would happen. And I don't know if it's still there. Attack of the killer green beans.
Yeah. Attack of the killer green beans.
They didn't look much like green beans last time I saw them. They looked kind of like...
Were they knocking to get out yet?
They looked like they were wearing furry jackets.
Let us out.
Like the
Seymour, feed us. Seymour.
That wasn't nice. They were knocking to get out. They were stinking. One of the employees, Jimmy, over at True Prep, he's like, man, you should have smelled them the first few days. He said, because the jar kept burping. And it was horrid. And I was like, oh, Jimmy.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
I don't really want to, but yes, I can imagine just how awful it can be. Now, we've got a great big list, and we're still running out of time. Right. So what are some of the other ones?
You know, shooting lessons are self-defense lessons, and I'm going to go to Divas in Defense on this one.
Of course.
So Divas in Defense, they teach both men and women. It's not just for women, but it is a more female-friendly environment for women to learn to defend themselves. Shooting lessons would be a great thing to give somebody, especially with the way the world is, because there's something wrong in the world today, and well, I don't know what it is.
That's something that we don't like to think about. We don't like to think about having to defend ourselves in a life or death situation. And that's something that people need to be aware of. And it's a great, taking classes after the holiday season is a great time because you've got the wind down from the holidays. People are getting back into work and they need a little bit of relaxation even after this kind of hectic period. So a class or two is a great thing. Another thing that people really don't like to think about connected with self-defense and is death. I mean, we as a society try to, and this is, it's kind of odd because here we are at Christmas time celebrating Jesus's birth. As you know, the Christian belief for Christmas is that Jesus came and he came for the reason of dying for our sins. And here we are, you know, into the Christmas season. And another great thing that you can give for somebody as a gift would be a will.
Or a burial plot.
Will.
A will. A will's better. I agree. I believe that a will would be the best thing. I'm just a little morbid here today. I'm like a burial plot. But, you know, you can do those wills. You did my will. You did my will for what, $500?
I do wills for individuals for $500. Right now I'm running a Christmas special through the end of the year where I will do a pair of wills for a husband and wife or a couple. If it's just a couple, whoever, not married, it doesn't matter as long as you reside in the same household and are going to be bequeathing things cross from one to the other. I'll do both wills for $500, which is a steal, and you can contact me at doug@kingslawoffice.com.
Well, they can also contact at doug@readyradio.net.
.net. That's right.
Because we don't want them to miss out on your will special, and you have some other things you do, like gun trusts and stuff.
NFA trusts. I do those for $150, which is cheaper than any online program you can get to do the same thing. And I also do criminal defense. So if you have a DUI during this holiday season or have a family member who's gotten into a little bit of trouble, I can help smooth things over and help try to get them home for Christmas. Folks, we're coming up on a commercial break. You're listening to Ready Radio right here on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.
And now back to Ready Radio with Doug and Aaron.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Ready Radio, and we've been talking about some of the best holiday gift ideas and how to get your fellow man more involved with prepping to end the misanthropy that we see from day to day as people are becoming more and more embittered and more self-centric and not thinking about their fellow human beings. And here we are in the Christmas season. It's time for us to start thinking about other people. And instead of giving a gift which is meaningless, you know, instead of giving a McDonald's gift certificate, let's get them involved in such a way that they can be involved and happy and have a more productive life on their own. And the best way to do that is getting them involved with prepping.
And you don't do this by giving them one of those fruitcakes you can smack somebody in the head
with.
No,
don't knock the fruitcake. I like fruitcake.
Knock the fruitcake? Knock somebody out with the fruitcake.
Fruitcake from Claxon, Georgia is the best fruitcake on earth. It's moist, it's juicy, it's delicious.
That is if you get it the day they made it. If you get it 3 weeks later, you could build a house out of it.
Well, I got some in Alaska when they shipped it to Alaska. My buddy who lives in Claxon, Jack. Hey, Jack. Big shout out to Jack down there in Claxon, Georgia. Sent me fresh fruit cake. It was delicious. It's wonderful. Just make sure it doesn't have the citron in it. That's what everybody hates, is citron. If you make fruitcake, you just make it without the citron, and everyone will go, oh, this is wonderful. Absolutely the best thing I've ever had in my life. What is this?
I need to make an applesauce cake for you.
Yes.
A homemade applesauce cake.
Make homemade applesauce, so that would be awesome.
I did. I did make some homemade applesauce this year, and it's very, very smooth.
I made some apple stuff myself using power tools, but that's a story for another day. Anyway, folks, so let's talk about gifts people want other than the mythical fruitcake.
You know, the True Prep has this whole wall. Well, it's kind of a corner, but it's enough to take up a whole wall in their store of books. And these books range on books about peeing on your vegetables to homesteading to crafts with paracord, mm-hmm. That's the word. And there's a book for everyone in the family here.
Yes.
For the crafty teenage daughter would love to make paracord jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And there's cookbooks by
Ray Drummond.
Her name is Ree Drummond.
Ree Drummond.
That is her name. And she is the pioneer woman. And she has an incredible recipe for Apple Brown Betty. And there's cookbooks there. And there's survival guides and plant identification guides. Who could go wrong
if you're the
Boy Scout in your life?
Yes.
You know, and so True Prep has a whole selection of books.
And knowledge is... You know, we tend to gravitate towards books with the product of the week here because it's something that I think is so important. When you're dealing with knowledge, that's something that no one can take away from you. It improves your life. It improves your mind. It improves your well-being. It improves your chances for survival. It improves every aspect of you to learn more. And I encourage everybody to get out there and learn as much as they can. And here's a resource that isn't going to fade away. It's not going to get wiped out by an EMP. It's not going to get left on the martyr bus. And if you do leave it on the martyr bus, you're only out like $10-$15. Instead of whatever, $99 for a Kindle.
Well, the plus side of leaving it on the martyr bus is not only have you read it now, but maybe the person who finds it after you'll read it and you've passed some knowledge on to someone else who would not have gotten it any other way.
Exactly.
It's kind of like leaving a Bible on the martyr bus.
Or eggplant, which I did.
You left an eggplant on the martyr bus?
It wasn't MARTA. It was Minnesota Transit. But I was coming back from the university, and I was going to go visit my mom, and I was riding the city bus, and I had stopped at a local farmer's market downtown Minneapolis on, I think it was Hennepin Avenue, and I got these gorgeous big eggplants, and they were just the most deep, rich purple eggplants I had ever seen.
Were they the seedy kind?
They were. Ugh. And I know you don't like those, but I bought several of these. And when I got off the bus, I was so sick by the time I got off the bus from riding on the bus, I forgot all about my eggplants. And they're probably still circling Minneapolis in a brown paper bag.
Doubt it. They're probably gone. Somebody was like, ooh, free eggplant. Mm-hmm. Do you know why I don't like the seeds of eggplant? They remind me of maggots.
There you go.
Just that. That's just it.
I can't think of what they remind me of. But anyway, I like eggplant parmesan. I like eggplant. Eggplant is a berry, by the way, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, and that's why it's got all those little seeds.
And tomatoes are a fruit, and knowledge is knowing tomato is a fruit, and wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad.
Uh-huh.
So there.
And wisdom is also knowing not to make jelly out of eggplant.
Eggplant jelly.
Gross.
That would be gross.
So I'm going to go over the product of the week. We've gone over all these things that True Prep carries, and honestly, any of these could be the product of the week, but I have chosen this week. Drum roll, please.
But before we do the product of the week, I just want to mention that I have not had enough turkey for Thanksgiving.
There's plenty at your house,
I want more turkey. Okay. Anyway, product of the week.
All right, we're going to get you some tofurkey this afternoon. It's the turkey tetrazzini they have by Mountain House, so that even after the apocalypse, you can still have a normal, semi-normal Thanksgiving dinner with your family.
I can see everyone huddled around the 24-hour candles, eating their turkey tetrazzini as the zombies outside the door are going, oh, let us in.
We smell turkey tetrazzini. No.
I'm your Uncle Ned. Let me in.
Oh, no.
And that's even before the apocalypse hits. So anyway, folks, you know, it's been a good show this week. We've got a lot of good products that we brought up and things that you can, you know, get friends and relatives. But, you know, there's a broader topic here, and there's a much more important thing. And we've been talking about Scrooge and his transformation. We've been talking about, you know, the riots that happened in Ferguson and the demonstrations all across the country. We've been talking about all of these things which keep happening. And you know, we've got a little bit of an economic uptick right now. People are getting a little bit more confident, but still we had an abysmal Black Friday as far as economic indicators go. Cyber Monday was not much better.
Did you say abysmal?
Yeah.
Did you see the way people were lined up outside?
I did. But
Best Buy the other day?
Yeah, there were over 250 people in the Best Buy in Canton.
This was Thanksgiving Day.
I know, but
I don't know how abysmal that is.
People weren't spending. The amount, if you looked at the news reports this last week, the amount of spending was way underneath predictions.
Well, you know, that's part of the reason for Black Friday is you don't want to spend as much.
Well, the idea is you draw people in with doorbusters and they buy a whole bunch of stuff while they're there. What was happening is people were coming in to buy the doorbusters and they weren't spending on anything else. And I saw that when I went to Target, you know, all the doorbuster stuff was knocked out. Everything else, the shelves were full. And it really did make, it was kind of a depressing day for businesses trying to get their Black Friday stuff out the door. But, you know, here we are, and we're talking about all this consumerism, all these products, and all this stuff. But the real thing that we need to focus on is each other. Because like Scrooge learned, humanity is really our business. And if you can give a gift, you know, something from True Prep that helps people to be a better person, to enlighten them, to lift them up, to give them some security or some comfort, that's amazing and that's fantastic. If you can't afford to give somebody anything, giving of your time, giving of yourself is important too. Get out there, get involved in a soup kitchen, get involved with your local church, get involved with your neighbors. Just go caroling. Just get out there and be around other people, because this is a time when it's too easy to get depressed, it's too easy to get pulled away from everything that's going on. It's just a hard thing to do. And here we are getting into a season where it's too easy to become self-absorbed, too easy to become morose, when it is a time when we should be reaching out to everybody else and helping them and helping ourselves. And when you help someone else, it helps you. I can't think of how many times that, you know, I've gone to visit somebody who is sick or who is having a hard time, hoping to encourage them. And at the end of the day, you know, they've been talking to me about their struggles, but how, you know, God has helped them or lifted them up. And here we are, and we come out better because of it. We feel fully energized and enlightened and brought forth because of our effort to talk to this person. We went to minister to them, but they ended up lifting our spirits. Let's plug in that way. Let's get involved in a way that we can talk to other people and get them excited about the real meaning for Christmas. And I know that there are a lot of other faiths that have different holidays. We have Hanukkah, we have Kwanzaa, we have Ramadan, which is already passed and doesn't line up this year because Ramadan is based on a lunar calendar, not a solar calendar, so it's not always in December. But there are, you know, many different religions celebrate some sort of festivities this time of year, and that's fantastic.
And then there's Festivus, the festival for the rest of us. You know.
I fully am glad that everybody can get on board and find their way to plug in with their culture. But for me, I am a Christian. The reason for this season, the reason for Christmas, is because Jesus came and died for our sins. And that motivates me to get out there and to do something and to be something more and to help reach out to people. And I hope everybody, whether you believe in the same thing that I do or not, can find a reason that this time of year, at the end of the year, to see this another year older, over, and a new year just begun. And I would like everyone to see a reason to get out and help other people, to get involved, to get excited, and go buy True Prep, get some awesome gifts for people to help get them excited about prepping, spend some time with family and neighbors, spend some time with strangers, and just reach out to people and help them to realize that we are a community. We are a community of preppers. We are a community in our cities. We are a community in our states. We are a community of a nation that have a certain ideals of thanksgiving and glory to the Creator. And those are important ideals. They follow from Thomas Jefferson and the Founding Fathers all the way through to today. So, folks, this has been Ready Radio right here on News Talk 1160. You've been listening to Doug and Aaron. Next week, we'll be back right here, same bat time, same bat channel. And we hope that you have a great week.
You've been listening to Ready Radio with Doug and Aaron. It's emergency preparedness for everyone. Brought to you by True Prep. For all your prepping needs, visit True Prep online at truprep.com or visit a True Prep store in Roswell or Marietta. Tune in each week as Doug and Aaron get you ready for anything that comes your way. Ready Radio, Saturday mornings at 8, only on News Talk 1160, the talk of the town.